radio.dominican.edu. And we are back. We're about ready to get this CalPAC doubleheader, the back half of this doubleheader tonight, underway. Stuart Horn with you. No, you're good. Joining me tonight is Stevie Johnson. Stevie Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, his first sports broadcast coming off tonight. It's a pleasure to have you here, Mr. J.
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. And Stevie's going to be working with me this season, broadcasting Penguin basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Coach Devani is in place. Who is Stevie Johnson, you ask? Well, if you're a regular listener of DU Athletics, then you know Stevie Johnson was part of the 1-2 point guard to two guard punch last year as the Penguins on their maiden voyage under Coach Devani. Stevie Johnson, a senior here at DU, but ineligible this year. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yes, it is.
All right, Stevie, a communications guy, and he's going to be working with me the rest of the year. Starting tonight, his maiden voyage on radio.dominican.edu. The NAIA sanctioned referees are in place. The Penguin men are taking on the Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy, where I might add, Steve, that if you're a student up there in Vallejo at Cal State University Maritime Academy, you spend 6 months a year on the open sea. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
That's very impressive. I actually can't believe that they do that.
Yeah, they really do that. And I think they practice some basketball out there while the boats, well, it's not a boat, it's a ship now, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, it's swishing around out there in the ocean.
Yeah, I wonder, do they have basketball courts on the ships?
Oh, they've got to. I don't know what they use for a ball. I don't know if they use a regulation ball or if
they probably have to have a lot of balls because I mean
yeah.
some guys can't shoot probably and it goes off the ship. Then what do you do?
Yeah, that's no good. Well, that's if they're playing outdoors, I guess. I guess outdoors though, they maybe they play with a maybe like a dead marlin or something instead of a ball. All right, folks. Enough of the frivolity. We're about ready to get this very serious night, the Penguins' home opener here at the Conlin Center, where considering the fact that the classes are not in session, Steve, there are quite a few people in the house. I see Brandon Davis, of course, he's in the house, graduated last year, and now Davis is part of the Conlin Center staff. He's the assistant.
Yeah.
Director of Athletics. There's Nate Rogoff, your old teammate. Steve Johnson played on the Penguins team last year, and now we've got him on the play-by-play fans. So if you'd like to interact with us, ask Stevie some technical questions, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. The messages will go straight to Stevie, and our screen name is DUC Radio. Stuart Horn, Stevie Johnson, radio.dominican.edu with a minute and a half to go. Stevie, now you played against this team of Cal State University Maritime Academy Keel Haulers last year. What are the first things that Coach Devani is going to be looking for?
He's going to be looking for these guys to play defense. Coach Devani has established his foundational principles on defense. So Coach Devani, as I know him, will have these guys ready to play defense. If they don't play defense, then they're going to be practicing a whole lot of defense. I'll tell you that, Stuart.
Good point there, Stevie J. DUC Radio fans, and the overhead announcement's now going down. We're going to turn up the microphones so that you can hear what's going on here at the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, there it is. The starting lineups for the Keel Haulers. Now for the Penguins under head coach Brett Devani. The starting five. That's right, fans. Stevie J alongside tonight. The first of many Penguin broadcasts with Steve Johnson. Colin Culler. Number 10, here comes Michael Johnson. Any relation, Steve Johnson?
Actually,
that's a no. A 6'2" freshman out of Spokane. Here's Nate Rogoff. What's Nate? The number, the two guard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nate's a point guard, actually.
Okay, Nate's going on the point, and Johnson on the two. Here's Ryan Trammell. Number 12 out there is Ari Ivintosh, the 6'2" freshman. He did out of Colfax, up by Sacramento.
Great shooter.
And who was that fifth player?
Avery Rosen.
Avery Rosen, the 6'2" junior out of Portland, Oregon. The Penguins and the Penguin Shuffle in the middle there. What's it like, Stevie Johnson, when you're doing the Penguin Shuffle like that?
You're just trying to not get ran over before the game.
Okay, good call. Brandon Davis is in the house along with head coach Brett Tavani.
Former point guard Fujiharas.
That's right. Ryan Fujihara's first season as a coach along with Lee Creation, his second season. Jeff Stanley in his third season. Of course, Coach Stanley's been around for the 6 years I've been around. He's working with the men's team, the women's team, back and forth. Stanley back there. He's a big defensive guy, too.
Yes, he is.
And Tavani in his second season now. Tavani has on the dark shirt with the light tie. The rest of the guys going light shirt with the light tie.
Looking dapper as always.
Now both teams out of the timeline. They are low-fiving each other. 20 minutes on the overhead. 35 on the shot clock. Scoring table is in place. Steve Johnson is in place. And we're going to want to keep this screen alive like that. Thank you, sir. Trammell in the middle for the Penguins. And praise Oda Bournes, a 6'8" senior out of Englewood, is in the middle for the Keel Haulers. He tips it out, and we are underway. The Penguins moving from our right to left, but starting things off very quickly. A quick
nice
up and under, Cody Gatton, of 6'5", junior out of Cotati. Now here comes Nate Rogoff, number 20, brings it across the middle. Shout out to Rogoff's folks. Now Trammell. Trammell sends it off to the right side. Now over left side, Nate, thinking three ball with a head check. Nate with a jumper high off the glass, in and out, back in there.
That was a nice shot.
2-2 Penguins. Nate high off the glass. Now the Keel Haulers back on offense. They're going to bring it across the middle now. Here's Dull. That's Craig Dull, a 6-footer out of San Jose. He's a sophomore. Dull off to Creta. Now back over to Dull. Now Ferguson. Ferguson left side, picks up a screen. Ferguson drives in. Left side on the baseline. Stolen away by Avery. The Penguins pick it up. Here's Nate across the timeline. Nate with a bullet up to Ryan Trammell. Trammell flings it up there high off the glass. He's blocked. Nothing. 2-2. Back the other way now. The Penguins on defense. Back outside. Three ball with a foot check. Nothing. Dull thinks about it. Back indoors to the big man. That's Barrera. No. No, that's Gatton. Gatton can't get it to go. Gatton scored the first deuce for the Keel Haulers. Now the Penguins cough it up. Well, that's an unforced error there. Mikey Ferguson. And now the Penguins steal it back away. So far there's been a lot of steals. And now a no-look pass to Ryan Trammell, left side on the layup.
Great pass by Avery Rosen there. He really recognized that he had a guy on his left.
That was a great assist. Penguins now work it back down to the other end. Check it. That's the Keel Haulers on offense. Penguins working the D. They get it indoors to the big man. That's Oda Bournes. Bournes throws it over to his guy. That's Ferguson. Goes three ball, nothing. Penguins down with it. Tipped out. Avery Rosen gets it over to Nate Rogoff, brings it across the timeline on the left side. Here's Ari Ivintosh. Ari thinking about it, three ball from the top, nothing. Down Trammell, had it for a second. Swipe back away now by Gatton, and Gatton steps on the line. It looks like the Penguins may get the ball, Steve.
Great hustle by Ryan Trammell there to keep the ball in play and have it go off the other team. I like that. Good effort.
Inside 18 minutes, Penguins on the short side. They heave it way outside. Nate Rogoff now. Between the circles, Nate drifts over. He throws it out to the left side, and then he has it back. Nate directing traffic. Penguins way outside. Oh, and Trammell flings it, but it went out of play, and one of the Penguins trying to save it. That was Avery Rosen, the 6'2" junior out of Portland, diving into the foyer of the Conlin Center. Flings the ball back, but it ends up in the scoring table, 17:39 to go. 4-2, Penguins on top. Penguins, though, on defense now across the middle is Creta. Creta with the black street socks on.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Not sure. 17:24 to go. I kind of like that look on Creta. 17:22, 14-2, and now a whistle. So Avery with the first team foul for the Mighty DUs. 4-2 fans, radio.dominican.edu. Horn and Johnson with you, driving in baseline, very high off the glass, no. Tipped out by Gatton. Penguins down with it. Nate Rogoff has it right in front of the DU bench. He almost did a stage dive there into Tavani, but he gets it. 17:12, the clock is rolling. We're back down to the other side. Very fast-paced start to this game, Stevie J. And now Nate Rogoff has got it. He gets it off to, that's Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh goes out left side to Michael Johnson.
Who travels.
Johnson got it to go, but not before he dragged a foot. So no good. 4-2, scoring drought of sorts.
Yeah, a lot of careless turnovers so far. I'd like to see the Penguins pick it up.
Inside of 17 minutes in the first half, fans. Penguin women under head coach Brett Mitchell already took care of business, and now the up and in by on the nice jumper by Krita. Krita, the six-footer out of Kodiak.
Yeah, you really got to get a hand up there when a guy shoots a jump shot.
He's out of Kodiak. You know where that is? That's Kodiak, Alaska.
I've never heard of it.
Didn't you guys go play there last year?
I'm not sure, but Ari Ivintosh has had an and-one bucket.
Ivintosh goes up right side from the baseline. He gets it to go, and he's fouled along the way with a three-point attempt. Here comes Nate Rogoff to talk to the coach. Rogoff's buffed up in the offseason.
Yeah, that guy's looking dapper.
And, the horseshoe back at him. Ari missed it, but he did get the deuce. 6-4, Penguins on top very early, first half action. Oh, big-time defense there.
Big time.
Steve Johnson to my right, calling on the color tonight. Stevie played with the Penguins squad last year under Coach Tavani.
This is true.
We'll have a lot to offer as far as men's basketball and basketball in general when he's calling the women's games as well alongside.
Just happy to be here, Stuart, really. Thanks a lot.
Well, we're happy to have you. You're doing a great job so far. There's a jumper by Praise Oda Borns. Oda Borns at 6'8". He's a senior out of Englewood, but he's very thin, Stevie Johnson.
He's very thin, but you know what they say. It doesn't matter how big you are in this game. It's how much heart you have.
Well, that's a good point. He's a senior. Usually a senior at 6'8" is filled out quite a bit more, like to the tune of an extra 100 pounds. That guy looks like he's about 150 pounds.
Yeah, he does.
He's got both ankles taped up.
The skinnier you are, though, the sharper your elbows are, and that could be very good for you.
That is some very deep knowledge by Steve Johnson, fans. The skinnier you are, the sharper your elbows. I got to remember that. We always talk about the guys as they get the upperclassmen, they get closer to being a senior, the bigger they get, no matter how tall they are. They always get bigger and bigger, but this guy's got some darts for elbows.
Yeah, I bet you he can get up, though.
6'8". He's back on the line now. 6'6", fans. Six love. No, six all, not six love. Love is zero. I don't know why love is zero, Stevie Johnson, but that's tennis. 15-51, he does make the free throw, and for the first time tonight, the Penguins are trailing. Nate Rogoff picks it up on a big-time zigzag heave by the Penguins. They get it to the other end across the timeline. Nate thinking about it. Nate's over there. Now they throw it around. The Penguins work in the perimeter. They get it indoors, but it's swiped away. Avery Johnson had it for a second, and now it's stolen by Maritime. Back to the other side. Now between the legs goes Krita. Now Maritime looking very solid so far. Three ball goes up straight away, top of the key by Mikey Ferguson, the 6'1" junior out of Oakland. And Ferguson dumps home a tray.
That was a pretty jumper. Somebody needs to get a hand in his face.
10-6. Penguins are trailing now by four. Early in the first half, we're coming up on 15 minutes, fans. Here's Ryan Trammell. Over to the left side now. Nate works it outside on the wheel, and now a travel by Avery.
I don't know if I like that call.
Ari Ivintosh. It didn't look like a travel to me.
It didn't look like one to me.
Of course, I don't remember ever seeing a Penguin travel. Even when you did it, Stevie Johnson. I would always argue that. You know who the number 14 for the Keel Haulers is? Krita. He's wearing those black street socks. The only player on either team. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Now the Penguins have Michael Falconer. He's out there with the black street socks.
Also, Ari Ivintosh under those black shoes has some black socks on as well.
There you go. Oh, and there's a travel on a muff pass over to Praise Oda Borns, who started off in the middle in the jumper for the Keel Haulers. I was going to say, those street socks remind me of good old Ian Wright, who played on the Penguins teams the last couple of years, including one of their greatest wins ever, the fourth year they won the CalPAC championship.
Yes, sir.
He threw it in on that miraculous 38-foot shot by Marcus Williams on the buzzer. The greatest shot in DU history. 14-35, you heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins with the ball, their own offense. Oh, and a 360 spin move is chucked up by Michael Falconer. Falconer was written about last week in the IJ. He's out of Melbourne, Australia. A freshman at 6'5", the exact same dimensions as David Moore.
I don't know about exact same dimensions. Bit beefier than Morsey.
Yeah, Morsey was a little bit smaller, but at 6'5" was Morsey, and also out of Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah,
Falconer.
They actually played on the same club team, different years, but the same club team.
Did Morsey have anything to do with him coming?
No, I think that was more Coach Savani.
Wow, what a small world. The first one by Falconer on the air, good. Number 40 is Falconer. He's got a big old tattoo on the left shoulder. I mean, it's huge.
Oh, I know. It's nice artwork.
Oh, he's got it on the right shoulder, too.
He's got some beautiful artwork there.
All right. 14 and a half to go, 10-6.
At 22 years old, he might be one of the oldest freshmen there is.
Wow, 22, is that right?
Yes.
That's good inside knowledge. 10-6. Boy, the Penguins are really struggling. Maritime Academy's team getting better and better every year. You know, it wasn't that long ago, Stevie J, and I mean this with all due respect, the Keel Haulers were, they just didn't get a chance to practice as much as the other league teams, and they were always sort of at the bottom of the division, but boy, are they looking good tonight. This is the best Keel Hauler team I have ever seen in six solid years of calling DU basketball, and these guys are serious. And every one of them is big, and every one of them is a shooter, it looks like. 10-8, they finally got those 2 points up there for the Penguins. I don't know why the delay. And this one's a little bit deep as the Penguins, number 10, that's Michael Johnson, the 6'2" freshman out of Spokane, shot a little bit deep, and now a terrible pass into the backcourt, into the Keel Haulers bench.
That's just a careless turnover on number 24, Mikey Ferguson. He's only a junior, though. He has another year to, work it out.
Ferguson throws the ball away, and the Penguins get it. 10-8. Very high action, high-paced game as the Penguin women, who've already won their match tonight. The Penguin women are back in the house. Penguin women leave tomorrow for a two-game tournament up in Washington.
Wow.
And then both of these teams will be back on the radio coming up shortly. We'll have the schedule coming up. In fact, I have one of the schedules right here. How come you weren't on the cover of the men's basketball schedule?
They said they didn't want good-looking people on it for some reason.
Okay. I guess that makes sense in the world of Stevie J. 13-15. Perhaps they would have put the whole broadcast team up.
Yeah, is true.
If that were the case. Okay. On the line now for the Penguins is Ari Avintosh. Ari out of Colfax. That's up by Sacramento.
Just missed another free throw. That's two for him. Two missed free throws. Hope they don't look back on those. Knock on wood.
Stevie Johnson is knocking. And that one, Ari Avintosh knocked that one down. 10-9. Oh, that looked like a travel. How could that not have been a travel? Is bringing it across one of the Keel Haulers. Muffed it. That was Styles.
Number 32.
That's O.J. Simpson's old number. Out there on the right wing now. Maritime's got it. That's their big man, Gatton. Gatton flings it indoors for a nice assist to Creta.
Backdoor pass, cut backdoor very nicely there. It was really good execution.
Here's Alistair Flack coming in for the Penguins. First we've heard of Flack. He gets it over to Falconer. Now back outside, Flack drives in left side. Oh, Falconer had it pinched against his leg, and it was not called a travel, and he gets it to go. I like that play, Falconer. Good job. Check it, that was Flack.
That was Flack. Alistair Flack.
Alistair Flack, the 6-footer. He's also out of Melbourne. So the Penguins have two Australians on the team, much like last year when Nathan Cooper-Brown and David Moore were on the team at the same time.
Yes, both freshmen. Both have 4 years to go, too.
Well, good.
Number 41 banks it in. Wow.
Both of them looking pretty good there. And the Cody Gatton with the two ball. No, that was a three ball, 15-11.
That was a three ball.
Boy, that was way out there, Gatton.
I don't think he meant to bank it.
You think he was going for the swish, huh?
Yeah.
Was that the play? Here's a jumper on the fadeaway by Johnson, but Johnson, not Steve Johnson, but Michael Johnson. He pulled up and missed it way left. 28 on the shot. Keel Haulers have the ball. 11:45 overhead. Now between the legs. Goes Dull. Now they get it back over to Gatton, who just scored that big three. Dull drives in right wing. Looks good. A little bit deep. The Penguins tip it out 3-on-1, and they end up in a jump ball as... Let's see, who was that?
Number 32.
John Stiles, a 6'6" freshman out of Murrieta, California. That's up Highway 16 just past Sacramento. And he ends up trying to call timeout. But as it turns out, it's a jump ball, and the Penguins have the possession. Inbounds now to Flack. Flack, who also wearing the black street socks and the black tennies. I can't tell if his ankles are taped up, but he's only a freshman, probably not yet. Did you have any taped-up injuries, Steve Johnson?
Oh, all throughout my years.
15-11, Penguins trailing. Here's a big high jump, big arc chucked up there by the Penguins.
Number 44 grabs that rebound down from Rancho Cattati.
Rancho Cattati?
Number 44 for Maritime.
Oh, okay, from Cotati, California.
Yeah.
I see. Cotati up there by Sonoma.
Yeah.
Okay, 15-11. Here goes a jumper by Barrera, the 6'4" junior out of Manteca. Nothing. Yep. Penguins down with it. Now over to the left side. Here's Flack. He slows things down. Flack's kind of got that long hair in the back look going.
Yeah.
That's like an Australian thing, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a little style there, style points for him.
All right. We'll give it to him. Especially after that last left-handed layup.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That was sweet. Now stolen away on a quick move by Steve Barrera, but Barrera knocks it into his own bench. The Penguins will pick it up on the turnover. 15-11. The Penguins are trailing with 10:34 to go in the first half.
The Penguins are trailing, but they're not far from victory.
Okay. Here's the jumper. Oh, by that was Ivan Tosh. Thought he had it. He had the limp wrist as the ball was in the air. But it did not go. 10:22 to go. The Penguins trailing by 4. Steve Johnson predicting a victory tonight over the Keel Haulers from CSU Maritime Academy. The Penguins are 1-1 in conference, fans, so far this year, tonight being the home opener. Now the Keel Haulers have it. Some good defense by the Penguins. The Keel Haulers can do nothing with it but throw it back out onto the outside. Now back in there is Oda Barnes. Oda Barnes got it with a nice head fake. Oh, and it's taken down by the Penguins. A good defensive rebound there after Oda Barnes missed a little bit short, couldn't follow up his own rebound. Here's Flack on the left side. Flack slows things down. Flack now out onto the right side. Here's Kruger. Kruger's come in. This is Kevin Kruger, the sophomore out of San Lorenzo Valley East Bay. Now thrown up by Michael Faulkner, the 6'5" freshman, the other Australian freshman. You know, both of those Australian guys for the Penguins have the same haircut, Steve Johnson.
Yeah, I noticed that. I think it's, like you said, an Australian theme.
I like it. Okay, here's Faulkner. He goes back to the line, 15-11. Neither team scored in a while.
Yeah, he's really good at drawing fouls. They should get the ball inside there to him.
Oh, so. A little bit short back at him.
It's all right, though. He's just coming off some injuries, though. He just needs to get a little repetition in there.
Tommy Songroth has come in place of Michael Johnson. Songroth out there on the right side of the key. Songroth, a veteran. He's got the wrist taped up.
The nice blonde hair.
Here is Faulkner for the second. He missed them both. Nobody's scored in a while. Down with it. Keel Haulers. Left side, Songroth playing some massive defense. Oh, man. Songroth not only has both wrists taped up, but his fingers as well, like they're broken. 9.5 to go, fans. Here's Oda Barnes, right side. Good footwork. Oda Barnes gets it off to Barrera. Tommy on him. Barrera the jumper. Deep. Tipped out. Penguins down with it. Oh, great save there by Faulkner. Back over to Flack. Flack brings it across the timeline. Left side. Now he backs up and slows down. They go left side. Tommy, three ball left wing. No, way short. Oda Barnes down with it, number 33.
He's really grabbing some boards, number 33. His game's really progressed from last year. I've seen him really turn it up.
6'8".
6'8". He moves pretty good too, and dribbles the ball.
I don't remember seeing a 6'8" guy that thin. I think you're right. He is very quick for a big man.
Yeah.
Okay. Now Tommy Krita has it. Krita with Songroth on him. Oh, Krita just getting nailed by Songroth, and now Oda Barnes goes left side of the hook shot, high off the window, good.
That was a pretty shot.
Now the Penguins on offense. They trail by 6, 17-11. Here's Flack.
Keep this window up.
Penguins have the ball now. They get it indoors. Now back outside. They're 16 on the shot. Flack's got it. Now they get it back over to Ivan Tosh. Over to Songroth, 9 on the shot. Penguins are not panicking yet. Here's Faulkner. Up left side, Faulkner.
That was a strong move. That was a beastly move right there by Faulkner.
Faulkner lowered the shoulder and dropped it in baseline left side. Penguins on the way back now. They haven't scored in about the last 3 minutes. Maybe more, 17-13, and now Tommy Songroth is called on. Too much defense there, Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, Tommy Sonograph looks at the ref there like, what are you calling that for? But I'll tell you, that could have gone either way.
Yeah, I think the ref was right. And usually I don't like to say that against the Penguins, but Tommy's playing some very, very nasty D. To bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area is John Stiles. Stiles out of Murrieta, he's a freshman at 6'6". Well, Stiles looks like a senior. And he's got his head. He's got the same haircut as Stevie Johnson for some style points for Styles. 7.5 to go, fans. Penguins down by 4. Now looking baseline. Oh, man, what a scrum under the bucket. No foul. Elbows flying. How could that be? Mikey Ferguson gets it on the out from the baseline. Dumps it home for 2 and puts the keel haulers up by 5 across the middle. Now is Alistair Flack out of Melbourne, Australia. He's a freshman, a 6-footer. Way across now. The Penguins heave it over to Tommy Sandgrath. Flack's got it. Flack is very cool under the pressure.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a mature freshman. He's been asked to fill some very tough shoes.
Yeah, you're right. Ari Ivanovich. Ivan Tosh throws it up there. Nothing. Oda Barnes throws it up. No. 6.5 to go. 19-13. Here goes a 3-ball. Chucked up by Creta. No. Penguins down with it. After the horseshoe spits it back out. Now a nice long
and one
by Alistair Flack. He gets it indoors to Kevin Kruger. Kruger dumps it home and he's fouled. The sophomore at 6'2", San Lorenzo Valley.
Great left-handed finish by Kevin Kruger there.
And now a timeout has been called. Steve Johnson by head coach Brett Tavani. What do you think so far? Boy, that was a very quick start to this men's game.
Yeah, that was a very, very, very quick start, very up-tempo. You know, both teams are trying to get to the basket as fast as possible, but what I see dominating so far in this game is both teams' defensive play.
Stuart Horn and Stevie Johnson. You might recognize Stevie's name. Last year he played under head coach Brett Tavani right here at the Conlin Center.
I dabbled.
One of the great two guards in DU history. Well, at least the last 6 years of DU history. And I mean, is there really any more history than that? Of those 6 years, the Penguins have won the championship 4 times, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Tavani in his second year at the helm. I see David Moore's number was retired, number 13. You know who, Steve Johns, this is a tough trivia question for you. Before David Moore, who wore number 13?
You know, I would have to go with I have no idea.
Jonathan Weber, who still owns the CalPAC record for 3-pointers in a game with 80, did it 3 times. Wow. One time against the Cal State Maritime Academy. Wow. Keel haulers, and that was up in Vallejo. But that was years ago, and tonight, the 14th of December, 06, Stuart Horn, Stevie Johnson, Radio.Dominican.
And I don't know if you've ever been to Maritime, Stuart, but that's a hard place to play.
Yeah, it's a very tiny room, isn't it? What makes it so tough? It's well, like, of course, they're on a boat.
It's like a full-court basketball hoop inside an Indian teepee.
You guys don't play it on deck, do you?
No.
No, not on board a ship. Now for the Penguins. Kevin Kruger on the line. 19-15, 6:29 to go on the clock. Kruger up with it for the 3-point play, and that one goes down.
That's a nice shot by Kevin Kruger there.
Good 3-point play there by Kruger. Oda Barnes now brings it across the middle.
Anytime a big guy brings the ball up like that, you got to attack him.
Now Maritime Academy on offense. Point guard standing out there. That is Creta. He holds up the left fist, indicating the play. They get it back over now to the left side. They're working the perimeter, playing some very tough defense. Penguins on the inside. They won't let him in. 9 on the shot. Here's Oda Barnes, a 360 spin move and a whistle.
They call a foul there. I don't really like it, but...
Oh. I thought they were going to whistle a travel.
Yeah, me too.
But they called that on Kruger. So Kruger got a little bit tough, and Oda Barnes will go to the line. Oda Barnes, at 6'8", has both ankles taped up. He is a senior.
Yeah.
6'8", though, and the skinniest 6'8"er I've ever seen. Oh, this one trickles around, sits on the rim, and then goes.
Yep. You know, Stuart, I hate to see a guy like Kevin Kruger play hard D, hard nose D. He's undersized, and then the ref just go and blow it there for a little tickly-tackly touch like that. I just don't like it. They should definitely let him play.
Second one goes down with a little more confidence, with nothing but swish after the first one banked around and then went down. 6:01 to go, 21-16, radio.dominican.edu. Home opener at the Conlin Center. Brandon Davis just... jumped to his feet. I'm not sure what happened there. 5:50, the clock rolls across the middle.
No.
What's the call, Stevie?
10 seconds.
timeline violation. The Penguins could not get it out of the backcourt.
Looks like the ref was a little late on that call there, but, hey, can't argue with him.
5:48. They don't like to listen.
They don't. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Across the middle now after the Penguins with the unforced error. Now bringing it up the left side. Keel hollers. Oh.
If he puts it on the ground again, it's a double.
Gatton did not expect it. Over to the left side. Now to the right side. Now, oh, back and forth with a very strong effort and a great finish there was John Stiles, a 6'6" freshman out of Murrieta. He puts it down for the Deuce, 23-16. Penguins trailing, coming up on 5 minutes. Nate Rogoff getting ready to come back in. And now Ryan Trammell goes up left side of the baseline with a pretty easy shot, missed it. Trammell's going to hate that when he sees that on film.
Oh,
he's going to feel like he should have made that one.
He's going to hear it from the coach, too. I'll tell you, that was an easy bucket.
5 minutes exactly, and now a whistle off ball. Hand check, and that's called on Ari Ivantosh. Back in there, Nate. Out Ryan Trammell. Back in for the Penguins is Falconer, and also out is Kruger.
Yeah, Stuart, I tell you, these refs are really blowing the whistle like it's a thing to do.
Scott McFarland has come in for the Keel Haulers inside of 5 minutes, fans. 7-point difference, the Penguins trailing 23-16. Both teams committed 5 fouls so far in the first half. Radio.Dominican.edu with live CalPAC basketball action. Stuart Horn, Stevie Johnson with you live from the Conlon Center.
Live and exclusive.
That's right. We are the exclusive radio home of the Penguins for the past 6 years. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, fans. Now at halftime, Stevie and I will have stats for you as part of our regular halftime extravaganza. Now the jumper from the right wing is Cody Gatton, the 6'5" junior. He gets it to go, 25-16. Penguins trailing by 9, and now Coach Tavani up on his feet, and his arms are folded for the first time tonight. I never like that look.
Yeah, he's not happy.
And now there's a foul committed by John Stiles. That's a 6-team foul, and it was against little old Ari Ivantosh, the 6'2" freshman. Ivantosh tried to bounce his way out of that one, and he got slammed upon. Tommy Songrath is going to stay in there. Ari's coming out. And in for the Penguins is Scott Shelton. Shelton with the Penguins last year out of San Luis Obispo. He's a 6'1" junior. First we heard of him on the radio this season. Penguins 1-1 in conference so far. Here's a jumper from way outside for 3. Oh, in and out by Michael Johnson. Nothing. He's out of Spokane, the freshman at 6'2". Johnson looked pretty good straight away, and it was just dead ball on the rim, and it fell out 25-16.
They called a little push-off foul on Michael Falconer there off the rebound.
So the Penguins have given up the ball yet again. Stevie, it seems like a lot of unforced errors on the Penguins' part.
Yes, it does, man. They need to be a lot more careful and start playing with a lot more patience.
Across the middle now, Keel Haulers. They're flipping it around. They're just looking for a gap. 21 on the shot. Oh, here goes a three-ball attempt. Very aggressive. And it's missed, but then the putback puts the Penguins down now by 11, Stevie Johnson. I haven't seen an 11-point game in quite a while. Here goes Songrath. He drives it in. He hands it off to Michael Falconer, who pours it home, and the Penguins are back on the board, 27-18. We're just coming up on 3 minutes now in the first half. CalPAC doubleheader. It's big-time stuff. Penguins on defense now. Oh, Shelton. Shelton's chewing on that mouth guard, but I don't think it's going to do him any good. He's got to keep the thing on the teeth. And now the jumper by Oda Barnes.
That was a pretty nice jumper there with a nice pass from number 40, Scott McFarland.
Now Coach Tavani is yelling something at Nate Rogoff. Has got it. 29-18. The Penguins are trailing. Coming up on 2.5 minutes in the first half, fans. Here's Nate. Nate over to the left side. Now Tommy. Tommy, nice low bounce pass indoors. Falconer had it. He flips it back outside to Shelton, but the whistle goes before Shelton could get it away.
Yeah, Shelton's really been practicing that jump shot. I see him in the gym from time to time putting up lots of jumpers.
Michael Falconer at the line shoots 1-1.
So Falconer, the 6'5" freshman. Boy, Falconer is big, and he's only a freshman, like Stevie was saying.
Big, broad, fullback shoulders.
You say he's 22?
He's a 22-year-old freshman, man. He'll be here till he's about 26, 27.
We'll take it. Wait, how old are you?
I'm 23, okay. Going on 24.
And you're graduating this year, aren't you?
Hope to be.
Okay, very good. Communications guy?
Yes, sir.
Better believe it, under Melba Beals. Aren't we all? Yes. Falconer dumps that one home. Of course, Melba Beals is the Director of Communications here at Dominican University of California and the Communications Department, of which this radio station is a part. Falconer's back on the line now. How come they didn't put that on the board? Now a timeout's been called. Or did they put it on the board? 29-19,
there
fans. And now with expert analysis from inside the locker room, here is Stevie Johnson.
Inside the locker room with Steve Johnson here. I'll tell you what, both teams are playing real hard. Dominicans trying to get everything they can, but my hypothesis on Dominicans' play right now would be they definitely are trying to rush things too much. They need to gather themselves, go to their strengths. Their strengths are Michael Falconer down low. There's no answer for him at Maritime. They have number 33 or number 44, Steve Barbiera from Cattati. He's big, but he can't handle Falconer. And then they got the skinny guy, Praise Odo Bombs, a 6A guy from Inglewood, but he's too skinny for Falconer, so they need to go up their strengths and handle business down low, and that's Stevie Johnson.
From inside the locker room, Stevie Johnson. Sounded pretty good there, Stevie. 227, Horn and Johnson, 2919, radio.dominican.edu. Big shout-out to the communications department, to Chili, the penguin up there at the North Pole.
It only gets better.
And here is Falconer from the line as the Collins Center falls silent. Oh, you know what, Stevie? He missed that to the right, and it kicked in anyway.
There's angels on that rim, I tell you, Dominican University.
29-20. That was a home team bounce there.
Yep.
Now the Keel Haulers have it on offense. Right straight away goes Gatton. No, Gatton was tough in the first part of the game, and Gatton follows it in. Gatton is very large, and
He's very strong.
Tapped it back in. We're coming up on 2 minutes. The Penguins trail by 11 again. They can't get off that 11 mark. Here is Nate Rogoff. I see Lola Brown there coming down the grandstands. Lola Brown had a pretty good game tonight as the Penguin women beat up on the Keel Haulers ladies tonight. It was a pretty tight first half, but the second half the Penguins ran away with it. And now an unforced error by the Penguins. They turn it over. Here's Oda Barnes. They get it indoors, and now Gatton gets the arm in there. Check it, that was Falconer. Falconer against, I thought it was Gatton, but I don't think Falconer could block Gatton that hard. No, it wasn't. He blocked Scott McFarland, the 6'3" sophomore out of Stockton. Falconer knew it, too. Boy, Falconer just stuck some hands up there.
You know, I don't know if I like that call again, Stuart, but I think the refs made that call before it actually happened.
Yeah, good call. Falconer, you're right. Falconer looked like all ball to me.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, he almost sent Scott McFarland to the hospital with that block, too. Oh, and McFarland misses them both, and the Penguins will take it. Boy, that is luck. 31-20, a minute and a half to go in the first half, fans. Expert analysis and stats at halftime with Stevie J. Inside a minute and a half now, 31-20. Coming up on halftime. The Penguins now are on defense. The Penguins have not looked that crisp. Shooting, not that good. Defense, fair. They're 1-1 in conference play so far this season. This is the home opener. It's 8:06 p.m., fans. On the West Coast, Santa Fe, California. Tommy Songras with a massive rejection there. Oh, and now the Penguins pick it up. Oh, and it's thrown the length of the court. Tap back into the hands of Oda Barnes. And now a whistle. Or did he step out, Stevie?
He stepped out.
45.9 seconds to go. And now a substitution has come in. In place of Scott McFarland is Brandon Haley. Haley out of San Diego. He's a sophomore at 6'3". Haley does not look 6'3". How tall are you, Stevie J?
I'm 6 foot.
Okay. You look taller than Haley, and Haley's listed at 6'3".
I don't know. Maybe he's just a paper player.
We'll find out. Keep an eye on Haley out of San Diego. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Penguins trailing by 11. Keel Haulers would like to get the last shot off. Penguins would like to add to it a little bit, cut the deficit slightly as we go into the locker room. There's nine on the shot clock. The Penguins will get the ball back at least one more time. Here's Oda Borns with a shot. Oh, no. He missed it by a mile, and he was fouled. The whistles again, as Stevie J mentioned.
Who's the foul on there? Who is the foul on there? That's what I want to know.
Oda Borns was diving in, and it was called against who?
They called it, I think, on Michael Faulkner. I really don't see how that could be on
no,
him. It must not be on him.
No, it couldn't be because they said it was his first. Huh. Faulkner's had a couple tonight. I'm not sure who that was against, but Oda Borns goes back to the line and swishes that one home. At least the Penguins will get a shot at it. Now Faulkner has come out, and he's been replaced by Avery Rosen. Rosen out of Portland.
Dominican goes kind of small now. Let's see what they can do with the smaller unit.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have a single big guy in there. Bunch of fast guys, though.
Yep.
Here is Oda Borns, and he gets that one to go. So now the Penguins with the smaller team. The clock's running 33-20. The Penguins are trailing. Here is Nate Rogoff, 13 on the overhead. Now it's 10. Now they flip it back over to Nate. Now a low bounce pass indoors. Tommy's got it 4. Tommy outside 3. Tommy with the rejection out of play. And they're going to have to roll a little something onto the clock there, Stevie Johnson. There's only 0.2 seconds, but I think they have to add a second.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now the referees are talking because the clock did not stop in time. Especially when that's one of the, I know the girl working the clock over there is a Penguin too. Okay, and there's the buzzer. Wait a minute. Now the buzzer started before anybody even touched the ball. Okay, so whoever started the clock doesn't know that the clock can't start till somebody has to touch the ball. So the clock started while the ball was in the air.
That is too funny.
That's not funny. Okay. Now everybody in the Collins Center staring at her, so her face is very red. So let's not add to it. There we go. And the Penguins did have a shot at it. And the men will retreat into the opulent clubhouse here at the Conlin Center. And you are listening to DU Basketball with Stuart Horn and Stevie Johnson on
yes,
radio.dominican.edu.
We got a good one here, guys.
Yeah, you're right. It's 33-20, though. Good one if you're a Keel Hauler fan, that is. Stevie, before you and I send it back to the broadcast studios at radio.dominican.edu, we take a slight break and then we'll come back. But before we do that, with the stats and inside the locker room with Steve Johnson, what's your expert analysis so far?
My expert analysis is we got two great teams playing. Maritime, you know, they're progressing a lot. They're evolving as a unit. In the past years, like you said earlier, Stuart, you haven't seen a really good Maritime team, and they're playing real good. Dominican, on the other hand, you know, we've had a future of tradition here. We got a bunch of young guys coming in. They're trying to fill the void of some great championship teams that Dominican had in the past. And you know what? It's going to take some time. But you know what? For this game, I think Dominican is really playing good. And I think if they play some defense, they're going to come back from down by 13, and they're going to pull it together, and they're going to win this game.
Live from the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn, Stevie Johnson, radio.dominican.edu. Stevie and I will be back in just a few minutes with the stats, with Inside the Locker Room with Stevie J, and with the second half. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu, and we are back on the air with about 5 minutes to go. Stuart Horn, Stevie Johnson, as the Penguins are trailing to the Keel Haulers by 13. And, hey, Stevie, I didn't get a chance to play this earlier in the night, but I hope you wouldn't mind if I get a if I do it right now. Let's see here. I love this.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yeah, I like that, huh, Stevie Johnson?
That's pretty sweet.
There
that's definitely pretty sweet right there.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that
cool.
By Coach Tavani with some nice vocals.
Coach Tavani with the vocal voiceover. Stuart Horn, Stevie Johnson, 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go as we get into the second half of tonight's CalPAC doubleheader between the Penguin men and the Keel Haulers. We'll just run over the stats for you real quick. I'm just going to crank this down ever so slightly, Stevie Johnson. I like the music, but my voice, I'm starting to get a little bit tired. From inside the locker room, I'm going to read through some of the stats, and Stevie's going to give us his expert analysis, find out what the heck is going wrong with the Penguins tonight. For the Keel Haulers, the starters, Dull, Creta, Ferguson, Oda Bones, and Gatton. Dull was 0 for 1, but he played just under 16 minutes, so he's out there quite a bit throwing it around. Tom Creta, 2 for 5, and 0 for 1 outside. He had one offensive rebound and one defensive rebound. Mikey Ferguson was 2 for 5 from the field with 1 for 2 outside. Praise Oda Barnes was 3 for 6, but 5 for 5 from the line, Stevie J. And Cody Gatton was just nasty the whole time, 4 for 6, 1 for 1 outside. Picked up a pair of rebounds, one offensive and one defensive. And the Keel Haulers were shooting a total of 50%.
Yeah, they have some pretty good even scoring throughout the Keel Haulers team there. So far, I have to say they're sharing the ball very good.
For the Penguins, the starters, Rosen, Trammell, Johnson, Ivintosh, and Rogoff, and incidentally, Stevie Johnson started tonight on the broadcasting crew. But for the Penguin men, it was Michael Johnson. Avery Rosen was, Rosen played just under 5 minutes, and he got the start tonight, but no shots. He had two defensive rebounds. Ryan Trammell, 1 for 3, no rebounds. Now, that's surprising, because Trammell's the tallest guy on the Penguins bench. Or not on the bench, coming out. Trammell started in the middle. Michael Johnson, number 10, 0 for 2 from inside, 0 for 2 outside, Stevie, but he had two defensive rebounds.
Yeah, 0 for 2, I'm surprised. He's the Penguins' leading scorer.
Ari Ivintosh, 1 for 5 and 0 for 3 outside. He was 1 for 3 from the line. And Nate Rogoff, 1 for 1. And the Penguins at 39%. Try and make this sound good, Stevie. How do you make 39% sound good against 50%?
At least it's not 20%.
Well, Stevie Johnson, for a second there, I thought you may have been speechless, but as usual, you came up with a gem. You're right, it wasn't 20%, but that's about all you can say that was good about that first half. The Penguins trailing 33-20 on radio.dominican.edu. And the Penguins they're still jacked in the middle there. They're pumped. I got to give Faulkner that. Faulkner is leading the team, very, very pumped. 33-20 fans, radio.dominican.edu, Horn and Johnson.
Definitely hope they step it up this half, Stuart. We're going to need some hard play here in the second half to pull out this victory.
I hate to lose the home opener. Penguins, for the first time in 6 years, lost the conference opener to Bethany University by 1 point a couple nights ago.
Travesty. And,
it would be terrible to lose the home opener as well in the same year. 33-20, we're underway. 19:40 to go in the CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Under Brett Mitchell, the Penguin women already won their match earlier against the Lady Keel Haulers, and with a shot on goal missed, the Penguins come down with it. Faulkner with a defensive rebound there. 19.5, 33-20. And the Penguins on offense now. Here's Ari Ivintosh. Tosh gets it back up to the top now. Alistair Flack. Flack was 1 for 1, but Flack had just under 9 minutes in the first half. Flack had some good minutes. Very solid play in the first half. Flack's making an impression on me, Steve Johnson.
Yeah, he's a smooth player. Him and Faulkner have been injured for a long time, so for him to step up here and play real hard, I'm impressed too, Stuart.
Saving the ball from going into the backcourt was the Penguins' Ari Ivintosh. He flips it back up and takes his place out on the right wing. Now Ivintosh has got it. He almost muffed it. Back over to Flack. Flack gets it indoors. Faulkner. Faulkner goes back outside. Now with a three ball. Dumped home beautifully by Avery Rosen. Rosen way out there for the three ball. That helps. The Penguins creep back to within 10. 33-23. Now over to the right side. The Keel Haulers have got it. Low bounce pass indoors. Falconer steals it away. Boy, Falconer, that's twice now. In a minute and a half, Falconer's stolen it away. Flack now brings it across. Now he backs out, slows things back down. The Penguins all of a sudden looking much sharper. And this one goes up, and this may be a three-point attempt as the jump shot from the right wing goes in by Michael Johnson, and he'll get a chance to go to the line.
That was a great-looking shot. He was balanced in the air. They fouled him, and the basket went. Michael Johnson, people, he's from Spokane. He's my man.
All right, 18:26 to go. And now the Penguins have called a timeout, Steve Johnson. And if you'd like to interact with us, fans, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. DUC, Steve Johnson, DUC Radio. That's like Dominican University of
California.
That's right. Where the time is 8:28, fans, p.m. We're on the West Coast, broadcasting live worldwide to all corners of the globe, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. It's the voice of Steve Johnson.
Yes, I am here, my friend, from El Monte, L.A. to Australia, Melbourne. We're here.
33-25, 18:26 to go at the end of this timeout. The Penguins are creeping back, but boy, they were sluggish in the first half. Maritime Academy's got these five big, huge guys out there. The Penguins seem like they have a very small little squad so far.
Hey, they're fighting, Stuart. They're fighting.
Coach Tavani's on a knee with the five floor players out there, and he's got the dry erase board out. There's the buzzer. We're going to get back into it in just a second, Steve.
Coach Tavani, hands down the best coach I've ever played for.
Well, and that's, and you've played a bunch.
And I've played for a lot of them, I tell you.
All right. It's high praise. Although Coach Tavani has the tie off in the second half. I wonder what he means by that.
He means business, I tell you that.
Okay. Good call. Michael Johnson with the free throw, and he does not make it. 33-25. The Penguins are trailing, but they are creeping back.
Penguins have missed a few too many free throws there, Stuart. I hope this doesn't come and bite them in the butt at the end of the game.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Oda Borns was 5-for-5 in the first half for the Keel Haulers, and oftentimes that is the difference in these games. Keel Haulers fielding the best team they've had in years. And now Falconer with a massive steal gets it off to Flack. And Flack has it stolen away. Oh, man, how did that happen?
Man, I tell you.
Flack let it go, and now the Penguins playing some very rough defense. And here goes a three ball. Oh, missed it by a mile. That was Mikey Ferguson. Ferguson down with it is Flack with a low bounce pass. Penguins up with it off
yes.
the ground glass. Very high off the glass, and the Penguins score, and Avery Rosen with a beautiful assist there by Flack. Boy, Flack with a low bounce pass. Going 100 miles an hour. The Penguins now down by 6. Penguin bench demanding defense. Oh, and they give the ball after it's tipped out of bounds, Stevie, by Avery Rosen. Tommy Sondgrath has come back in place of Michael Johnson.
Who's just sparked the Penguins at that and-one basket.
17-20. The and-one basket, except the and-one didn't go.
Yes, call it and-two.
Yes, or and-zero.
And yes, this is true.
I remember you making quite a few and twos.
Yeah, I did what I did when I could do it.
33-27. Very humble is Stevie Johnson. One of the finest single-year two guards the Penguins have ever fielded. And now he's on the broadcast team.
Yes, man, I am.
We are lucky. Expert analysis. Here goes a three ball. Very short. Chucked up by Rosen. Nothing. Hauled down by Oda Borns. Oh, and now Flack got in the way, but little Flack is in there. Let's see, Flack is listed. What is he listed at, about 5'10"?
Flack is listed at 6 foot, actually.
No, that's not right. If you have one of these rosters, that's a lie. But Flack is playing like he's 6'8".
Yes, he
so
is.
So I'll give him that.
He's built pretty good, too. He's a
yeah,
strong guy.
You're right. He's only a freshman.
He's in the weight room.
But he's pretty beefy. Here goes Tommy, right side. Oh, Tommy muffed it. But Falconer saves it. Flack thinking about it. Head check. Flack goes up with a very high jumper. Oh, in and out. Back down is, oh, man. Avery. No, Falconer?
Yes.
Who got nailed? Falconer.
Michael Falconer gets nailed on the big putback, but he'll be all right. He's a big, tough guy.
When Falconer ended up on his back, he was wincing. He's still down on the knees, like he's a catcher behind the plate. But now here he goes. He makes his way up. The 22-year-old freshman, Falconer. We're going to see a lot of him over the next 4 years, and he's going to get a chance to go to the line.
He knows his team needs him. He'll get up after that.
In the second half, fans, with 16:13 to go, 35-27 Penguins trailing. The Penguins, have committed zero team fouls. Three team fouls committed by the Keel Haulers so far. And Michael Faulkner, the freshman, number 40 on the line, backspin deep.
Man, these free throws are really killing them, Stuart. They really need to start, making them.
And it's nothing like when you feel like your snake bit on the line, all of a sudden it starts to go to everybody on the team. It sort of infects the entire team.
It's contagious, like R. Kelly says.
16-13. Here's Faulkner. Oh, brother. Very short. So the first one was deep. The second one was short.
Big rebound by Tommy Sonnengroth, though.
Sonnengroth ends up in a jump ball, and the Penguins will retain possession. Short side under the hoop. Indoors, Flack. Flack's got it, top of the key. Tommy out there on the left wing thinking about it. Now Avery. Now back to the top. Here's Tommy. Now they flip it around to the outside. Here's Avery Rosen. Now he gets back over. Penguins have it top of the key. Ari Ivanov. Ivan Tosh. Here's Tommy with a bullet. 14 on the shot clock. Flack for three. Out on the right wing. 35-29. Penguins trying to make it close. Check it. 35-30. The Penguins down by five. 15 and a half to go, fans. The Penguins were down by as many as 11. Stevie Johnson. Here goes a three ball. Just thrown up there from way outside. Very confidently, but not competently, by Mikey Ferguson, did not go. And now here goes a three ball chucked up by Rosen, no. Oh, Avery Rosen threw it up there, tried to follow it to get his own rebound, but couldn't. And then it tips out of bounds off of Rosen's foot. 35-30 with 15-17 on the long end now. Maritime Academy. And Coach Tavani's put on the full court heat. The Keel Haulers heave it into the timeline. And it was 3-on-3 there for a second, but now everybody's retreated back to the other end. 5-on-5. Keel Haulers have slowed things down. And now a walk on John Stiles, and the Penguins will take it on the turnover with 15:03 to go, Stevie.
Yes, that was definitely a nice walk by number 32. Definitely gave the ball to Dominican.
A nice walk on the other team. If you're a Penguin fan, that was a very nice walk. We're inside of 15, fans, and now a whistle. And they had reset the shot clock. They should not have, so that's just an official whistle. And now Trammell's come back in. Trammell's coming in place of Faulkner.
Ryan Trammell, he's a sophomore, everybody.
Yeah, Trammell did not get that many minutes last year, but he's already had more minutes tonight than I think he had most of last year.
Well, Dominican suffered a lot of injuries so far this year, with Michael Faulkner being out. And Patrick Fahey, a Marin County legend.
Trammell also has beefed up a little bit, so that's going to serve him well, the sophomore. Flack's got it. A brilliant save there by Flack after a poor chuck. Flack, I don't know how he got above everybody. He's got a great vertical move. Man, 14 and a half to go. He didn't make it, though. And now this is a three ball, and that really hurt the Penguins. The Penguins' momentum was going like crazy. And the three ball was thrown up there by Mikey Ferguson. It's good. 38-30. The Penguins back down by eight. Coming up on 14 minutes on radio.dominican.edu. Now Avery drives in. Nothing. He can't get it to go. It's hauled down. After Rosen missed it. Now the two ball goes up there. Coach Devaney's called timeout after Craig Dahl pours home anything but a dull two ball from the right wing. In fact, it was very sharp, Stevie.
That was a nice. He stopped on the dime to pull up with that jumper any sooner and any later, and Ryan Trammell would have blocked that right back in his face, I tell you, Stuart.
Yeah, but he knocked it home. And we are at the Conlon Center, 40-30, and inside the locker room, here's expert analysis with Stevie Johnson.
Well, I'll tell you guys, both teams are playing hard. Right now, Maritime, their passes are a little bit crisper, shots are a little bit smoother, the players are playing a little bit harder. Dominican really needs to pick it up and need to start playing together. Hitting those free throws, that will be definitely a big deal at the end of the game if they don't get on the free throw line and take care of what the refs are giving them. You know what I'm saying, Stuart?
I do know what you're saying, Stevie, and I've got to give massive props for the first time on the radio to Alistair Flack, the 6-foot freshman out of Melbourne, Australia. So far tonight, Stevie, I'm just crazy about this kid's game. He's just playing beautifully. Michael Johnson doing well tonight. Ari Avintosh also well. Nate Rogoff, who started the game. We haven't heard much out of Nate, but a couple of good assists there. But I'm also totally stoked by Michael Faulkner, the 6'5" freshman. In those two freshmen, Flack and Faulkner from Australia, both of those guys, totally different games. One guy's barely 6 foot, the other and small. Well, he's built up, but at 6 feet he seems small. And then Faulkner at 6'5" is huge. And but both guys, they both have the same haircut, and they both have awesome basketball skills. We're back underway,
they're great
fans.
People too, I'll tell you that. I talked to those guys before, and they're just nice. They're nice gentlemen, I'll tell you that.
All right, well, we'll take that too anytime we can get it. So now we're back underway, 13:40 to go. The Penguins down by 10, 40-30. Flack has got it. The Penguins moving from our left to right. Penguins attacking that northern hoop. Here's Tommy thinking three. Doesn't want to do it. Drives in right side of the paint. Off the glass. It goes in a whistle. And Sangroth knew it. He drew the foul, and he'll get a chance to go to the line.
That was a tough shot. You know, in the past, I'd know Tommy as being a guy who will stop, hit that jumper, not even think about driving. But him going to the bucket, it really shows the development in his game.
By the way, fans, our next broadcast will be January 4th as the Penguins take on the Warriors from William Jessup University right here at the Conlon Center. That is a CalPAC doubleheader. Women at 5:30, the guys at 7:30. Tommy Sangroth on the line. The Penguins are down by 8. 13 and a half to go in and out. The Penguins cannot buy a freebie. Boy.
Can't buy one. They're giving them away like a sale at Sears.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. They're down by 8. And I think they've missed about 8 free throws. This would be a much tighter game if the Penguins were on their free throw shooting game the way the Keel Haulers are. But they're not. Oh, and that just hurts to say. 13-18 to go. The Keel Haulers have it on the short side, right under their own bucket. And, oh boy, they were pushing that 5-second inbounds time limit. But they did get it in with about 4.5 seconds having expired. Here's Gatton.
It looks like he traveled. They call the foul. That looks like it should be on the ground, though.
Gatton had it for a second, and as Stevie mentioned, it looked like he slid the pivot foot, but not before one of the Penguins shoved an arm in there. 40-32, the Penguins have trailed all night. Penguins, I don't know, I wouldn't call this a rebuilding season. All these guys looking pretty good.
Yeah, these guys are pretty good, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but Maritime Academy.
But we got a lot of freshmen here at Dominican now. A lot of youngsters here, so it's rebuilding either way you look at it for years down the line.
Yeah, that's a good point. And Flack and Faulkner, the two Australians. By the way, if David Moore's listening down under, big shout-out to Moore's, who gave us 4 great years.
Playing over there in Singapore in a pro league.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
He was the only All-American basketball player I remember the Penguins ever fielding, and the only basketball player they ever retired his jersey.
Yes, this is true.
How come they didn't retire your jersey?
I was only here for 1 year.
1 year. I'll tell you what, if you'd have been here for 2 years, they may have. 40-32. We might retire your jersey as a broadcaster, though, at the end of this season.
Hey, that'd
Who knows?
Be pretty sweet.
12:41 to go, Horn and Johnson. Radio.Dominican.edu. Now an off-ball penalty. Something. Tommy Sangroth wrapped up in something. Now the referees are talking about it. Here he comes. Blue 33 is a push-off way away from the ball. The Penguins will take that.
It's always good to draw a foul on the other team's biggest player.
Yeah, that's on Oda Borns. Penguins trail by 8. We're coming up on 12.5. The Penguins will have it on the short side. Oh, the Penguins would like a quick short up and in. Here goes Flack, 3-ball outside, deep. Back down Gatton. Oh, that Gatton is huge.
Yeah, he's a
he
big boy.
He hauls it down. I bet out on the open ocean, Gatton's the guy they ask to, like, pull up the anchor or yeah. something. He's that big.
Yeah, he's a big guy. A lot of corned beef and cabbage, I tell
you
that.
And he can play, too. Oh, and now the Penguins stole it away for a second, but they gave it back up. Oh, brother, and then an easy turnaround by Stiles. And Stiles, very styly, he knocked that one home, very smooth.
Very strong move.
42-32, the Penguins down by 10 again. 12:06, they snuck it back up to within 5. They've been down by as many as 11. Now they heave it across to Faulkner. Back outside, Flack. Flack with the jumper in, out, and in.
Yes.
Flack gets it to go. I like that. Now Flack wears Trey Putnam's old number 3.
Yes, he
Putnam,
does.
Putnam, one of the great Penguins. Most underrated Penguin that ever lived, I think, was Trey Putnam.
I'd say another great name of that jersey he's wearing would be Gene Barnes led the country in 3-point percentage last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Gene Barnes, world number three,
first team all league.
Good call, Stevie Johnson, to invoke Gene Barnes' name. Barnes had a shot that no other Penguin I've seen in 6 years had, and that was that falling, fading away, falling backward to swish from anywhere.
From anywhere. He's unconscious. The kid could shoot a ball from Australia.
And it wasn't just one game. It was game after game after game, Barnes. I'd say Barnes was about the only guy that overshadowed you last year, and that was because Barnes never missed a shot all year, did he?
I don't think so.
You only missed a couple. 42-34. Giving props to Stevie Johnson for some great work last year. Inside the locker room with Stevie J. I can tell that's going to be one of our hit shows this year during the sports broadcast.
Yeah, we do what we do.
Well, you know, we've never had a basketball. Well, that's not true. We had Chris Wilmot, who was one of the original Twin Towers, graduated in 02. Wilmot. He was a regular broadcaster with us, but not a part of the team. He was just kind of a sit-in guy.
Yeah.
11-12, and he knew a lot about basketball, but I'm excited to have you on the team. Stevie Johnson's first night on the crew. 42-34. Used to have his own radio show, but it wasn't like this.
let's see how Dominican goes now with this pressure defense.
Dominican going full court. Oh, brother.
Oh.
The zigzag play over to Gatton, who was just lying in wait under the hoop.
Now, I tell you, Stuart, the last person on a press defense is the most important part of the press defense. So you gotta tell that guy he's gotta get there.
Now, what do you mean by that, as Gatton goes to the line,
as the players rotate on the press defense, the last guy, he's like the quarterback. He's the guy who's responsible to make sure an easy layup isn't given. So if he helps too much, he's going to let a layup go by, so he's got to be there to quarterback it out.
I like it, except Gatton knocked it home, and if you're a Penguin fan, you can't like that one. 45-34, we're back to 11. The Penguins are trailing by, and we're getting late. Coming up on 10.5, here's Falconer. As the ball was passed to Falconer, it was passed off by the Penguins, Ari Ivantosh.
Where'd this ref go to reffing school? Because that call was just, that was preposterous. He was moving. Come on now.
Everybody was moving there under the hoop, but apparently they thought he had come set.
Not a good call. Not a good call.
Penguins with the unforced error there. 45-34, 10:48 to go, and now Oda Barnes is wiping up the sweat in the key on the northern end of the Conlon Center. He throws the rag away. You know, Stevie Johnson, we are out of session right now. Class is not in session, but when we're in session, usually we have four or five young gentlemen that will run out on the court and wipe up the sweat, but tonight the players have to do it.
Yeah, that's too bad for the players. I tell you, though, Stuart, these refs are really hurting Dominican with these calls. I've seen old ladies that are blind in Tibet with making better calls than this.
10 minutes and 26 seconds to go as the ball is woven into the tapestry of the offense put up by the Keel Haulers. Now Flack has it after Oda Barnes scored the deuce. Here's Ivantosh. He's got it. He goes outside. Flack now at the top of the key with 20 on the shot. 10:09 to go. Flack very slowly over to the right side. He drifts it. Flack now looking for a place to set up a play. It seems like Flack has something in mind, and now a whistle has been called. White on 10. That's Michael Johnson for the Penguins, his second. Johnson gets yanked, and in there is Tommy Songrath. I don't know what the call was on Johnson, but it was an off-ball penalty, and he got yanked quickly. The Penguins trail by 13. We're at 10 minutes exactly. Stevie Johnson is shaking his head in disbelief. That was a poor call, but worse than that, it was a poor penalty. The Penguins are just racking them up all over the place. 13 points the Penguins are trailing by right now. As Gatton has got the ball, he passes it off to Ferguson. Ferguson between the circles. He's got Tommy plastered to him. Oh, Tommy had it for a second. Now he passes off to Flack. Flack gets screened out by Gatton. Gatton's guy got him by about a foot and 100 pounds, but Flack stays in there. Oh, and now the Penguins trip it up. That was Falconer. Oh, and Falconer was going to go for the two-handed slam because he was all alone on the northern end, and a whistle blew before he could get it off.
That's an intentional foul there.
It's an intentional foul. Avery Rosen shooting
Ooh, an intentional foul.
So two shots in the basket.
Point in possession for, oh.
Ooh, that's tough.
Oh, man, Rosen stands all alone in that's the spotlight. Tough. Avery Rosen, and he misses the first one. Both teams in the backcourt. This one's deep.
Ooh.
And Rosen.
And the Penguins are not making their free throws tonight.
That's got to be a dozen missed freebies, and the Penguins will get the ball after the technical. Man, that free throw shooting has been nasty tonight. Otherwise, the Penguins have not looked terrible by any means. Oh, the up and under by Rosen. It was a perfect feed from Flack, but Rosen was dead under the hoop, couldn't do anything with it. Three ball Tommy. Oh, is a little bit short, and it bounced up and hit the top of the backboard. Then it hit the standard that holds the backboard to the ceiling of the Conlin Center, and that is a dead ball. 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go. The Penguins trail 47-34. Radio.dominican.edu bringing it across. Now the Penguins in full court pressure. Six team fouls committed by the DU, seven by the Keel Haulers. Stevie Johnson's first night of work, color work tonight. Oda Barnes got hung up against Avery Rosen. And he had one hand down. He was able to throw it away. And they get it back under. Oda Barnes goes for the two ball from the baseline. Left side, yes.
Nice jumper.
That was a nice shot. Oda Barnes at 6'8" with the very sharp elbows. Now head coach Brett Tavani has called a timeout. And the Penguins need something good to happen, Stevie J.
Can we get something to happen, please? Basketball gods of Dominican are looking down on us. Please, please help Dominican find something.
It's been a while since any broadcaster has prayed to God or said the word preposterous or preposterous, as the case may be. And Stevie Johnson's done both of them tonight in his maiden voyage as the color commentary guy. It'll be Stevie and I all season long, Cal Pack style, from the Conlin Center. And now, with Inside the Locker Room, here is Stevie Johnson.
Well, you know what, Stewart? Dominican's playing hard, but they're not playing good enough. They're not making their free throws. And like all basketball analysts says, free throws win games, defense wins games, and those two are what Dominican is lacking at the current moment. So hopefully they can step it up and bring a victory home. We got 8 minutes and 34 seconds to go. Let's see if they can do it, Stewart.
Okay, good call, Stevie Johnson from Inside the Locker Room. We are on the eastern wall of the Conlin Center, high atop center court from the sprawling expanse of the opulent broadcasting area. Here's Flack with a jumper. Whoa, Flack off the top of the backboard. They left it live. Oh, and Faulkner comes down with it, falling back onto his, it was kind of a chicken wing. He landed on his back, flat on the floor, and the bucket still went. That was a superb play as Flack now has come out. And Nate Rogoff has come in his place. Oh, Flack coming out for a great rest. Look at that Flack. He is playing beautifully tonight, 49-36, Penguins trailing.
They called Faulkner on a elbow foul there just a minute ago. I don't think he's happy right now. I think he might have just took it out on another team and hurt his team, actually, because now Maritime's shooting free throws.
Yeah, you're right. And oh, brother, and Oda Barnes from the free throw line. I don't know if that was an air ball, Stevie J, but if anything, barely.
Scott McFarland there.
Oh, that was McFarland. Check it. He barely grazed the rim, if at all, from the free throw. You ever throw an air ball from the free throw line?
Not me.
Avery Johnson now with a perfect feed from inside.
Ari Ivintosh with the pass there.
Ivintosh with the assist. And Rosen with the deuce. 49-38. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to go, fans. The Penguins need to pick it up. There's still plenty of time. But do they have the game? 11 points down?
Do they have the heart? Is there a miracle here tonight?
Yeah, you're right. This is the way things have been going. The Penguins have not shown that they could overcome an 11-point deficit, although they must have missed a dozen free throws at least tonight. And now the two ball goes up there, a little bit short by the Keel Haulers. Here comes Rosen, right side. Rosen all alone, coast to coast. Good as he took it up and under for the layup, 49-40. 7 minutes exactly in the backcourt now, Keel Haulers.
Now I tell you, Stewart, that's a basketball move there by Avery Rosen.
As the Keel Haulers call timeout, tell me what you mean by that.
You know, he just used his body there. He said to himself as he got the ball going down the court, he just put his head down, he made a couple moves, and he got to the basket. That's hard.
That was a nice play up and under. He went coast to coast, and he played that very tough, hard finish to that one.
Very hard finish.
Our next broadcast, fans, when you will hear myself and Stevie Johnson again, that will be January 4th. Let's see. No, that's not right, Steve. We are broadcasting women's basketball Friday, the 29th of December, and that is against New Paltz.
Wow.
That's a 7:30 game. That's women's basketball only that night. And the next men's broadcast will be January 4th when both teams, the men and women, play in a CalPAC doubleheader against William Jessup. So here we go. The clock rolls. We're inside of 7 minutes. 49-40. As Stevie Johnson mentioned, it's going to take a miracle the way the Penguins have been playing tonight. Do they have it in their pocket? Let's find out. Here's Oda Borns. He's back in there in place of McFarland. And Oda Borns throws it away. And the Penguins are happy to take that. That's one turnover closer to the elusive miracle that Steve Johnson was talking about. 49-40. We're at 6.5 minutes. A 9-point deficit can be overcome. And there is a air ball thrown up by Tommy Songroth. And now Songroth and the coach are yelling at the referees. Songroth was sure he was fouled on that play. And now Maritime Academy's killing a little bit of the clock. Here's a nice jumper by Oda Borns. Oh, nice if you're a Penguin fan.
Nice jumper that missed the whole basket.
Yeah, he didn't. Oh, he was lucky to hit glass on that. Here's Tommy. Now Rosen, 360 spin move. Falconer with great patience.
And one.
Falconer, that was a Morsey style play. Oh, and now Brandon Davis is yelling at the scoring table. I'm not sure why. There we go. They didn't put that extra foul on the board. It's very tough to coach when the scoring table's behind like that, I bet.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
And you know,
I'm guessing.
It's the Dominican scoring table, too, so you'd think they would be a little bit more on cue.
Falconer to the line now. The Penguins are trailing by 7. He'll have a chance to make it only 6. Steve Johnson getting a phone call.
Yeah, you know I'm a popular person.
Falconer on the line. One bounce. Backspin. Missed it. Oh, man. He tried to follow it up. He couldn't get it. We're inside of 6 minutes now, fans. 49-42. I think the Penguins would have this one in hand if they could make some free throws.
Yes, Stuart.
How about just, you know, 50 or 60%? Anything.
Something.
Here goes 3 by Tom Kreda. Kreda, who started the game for the Keel Haulers, has come back in.
You know,
he buries the tray ball from straight away, and now it's 10.
Yeah. Kreda hit a lot of those threes last year when he played the Penguins, and they lost by a lot.
All right. Kreda is the only returning player that I recognize.
Actually, they have their starting point guard is playing too from last year, but he's been on the bench the whole game. I guess he got some trouble.
Oh, and now a nice block is chucked up by Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh is 6'2". He jumped up there about 8'2". And blocked it, but it went out of play. We're just coming up on 5 minutes exactly. A stop and play as it went out of bounds out off of Ivintosh. Now the Penguins on defense. The Keel Haulers are going to kill some clock here, Stevie J. They just want to take all the time they can each possession.
I don't blame them. I've seen some miracles happen.
Now they bounce it indoors, and Falconer had it. Falconer goes out of play, and he's screaming all the way into the foyer. Falconer had it for a second, and now they'll get another chance to bring the ball inbounds on the short side. They, the Keel Haulers, have 6 seconds on the shot clock, 5. Now they go baseline, pushed out of play by Ivintosh. He puts the hands on the head. He can't believe it.
And I don't blame him, Stuart. I don't blame him.
Pushed him right out of bounds there.
Hey, but tell me what, Stuart, when you're losing, when a ref makes a bad call and you're losing, what call is a bad call?
That's right. They're all bad.
Exactly.
So to the line now is Mikey Ferguson, a 6'1" junior. He's out of Oakland. Oh, this one hits the bottom of the net. That's nothing but swish right there, Stevie.
Yes, it was a very nice swish.
Even if you're a Penguin fan, you cannot deny the swish on that one.
Yes.
Some good stuff. Somebody yelled in the backswing there. Yeah. Oh, and this one missed. Who was that? That came off the Penguin bench, I think.
I don't know. I'm definitely on the air.
Yeah, I heard it, but I'm not sure who it was. We're coming up on 4 minutes and 40 seconds, fans, as Falconer dumps it home, but not before a whistle.
A whistle blown from the referee.
And
that's
the
been the theme tonight.
Yeah. So they didn't. Falconer's ball went through the hoop, but they didn't. He was fouled prior to the shot coming off, process of back in there is Gatton. Man, I like to see Gatton out of the game.
Yeah.
Gatton's the most frightening player on this.
He is, man.
You know what a keel hauler is?
I think it's a cross between a medieval knight and a dragon slayer.
No, but that was a good guess, though, right off the top of your head. No, it's back in the maritime days. If you were the way they would punish you is they throw you off the starboard side and tie you to a rope and drag you all the way around.
Well, that doesn't sound too appealing.
Around the keel on the bottom of the ship.
I wonder if they do that for a freshman taunting.
Perhaps. 9 points the Penguins need to make up in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And the bottom of the ship, the keel was covered with barnacles and stuff. And plus, it took several minutes. So you're almost dead by the time you came up on the other side. Anyway, the Penguins are getting keel hauled tonight, I'll tell you that. And I don't remember in 6 years them ever losing to Maritime, but tonight the Penguins are now trailing by 11 again as a perfect two ball comes off for the keel haulers out there on the right wing. 4 minutes exactly, fans. The Penguins trail by 12. That's the most it's been all night. And we're inside of 4 minutes. Falconer goes up, and Falconer he has never say die. He's going to go to the line.
He wants it.
Yeah, he does. I like Falconer's intensity. That guy is passionate.
He's hungry.
We're at 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
He's hungry, though. He's got to eat. He wants to get those buckets.
In the backcourt is Nate Rogoff. Also, Ari Ivantosh. He's back there behind.
From Colfax.
Falconer. Falconer, hey!
Hey, wait, did I just see something in a freshman, Stuart? Hit a free throw?
We did. It was a freshman free throw.
A freshman hitting a free throw. Wow.
Any of the Penguins hitting a free throw, I think it's been about an hour and a half.
It's been about an hour.
With all due respect. Oh, and he made them both!
Let's play some defense now.
55-46. Penguins trailing as they have all night. Oh, and Tommy. Tommy with a big push. Tommy ends up, I think he twisted his knee.
He tripped, and on his way down there, he stuck his hand out and
pushed Creta.
The ref had to call it.
No, that wasn't Creta. That was Mikey Ferguson.
Yeah, Mikey Ferguson. He's played good tonight. I don't remember seeing him last year, so I'm sure maybe he's a transfer or something.
Must be. Ferguson on the line in the air. Hey, now. Finally, the keel haulers missed one, and it's tapped out of play as Falconer came down with a rebound. Creta knocked it out, and the Penguins will have it on offense. Wow, an unanswered turnaround for the Penguins. So that's pretty good.
Ooh.
Now, Ari Ivantosh had it. They get outside to Tommy. Tommy goes three ball, follows it in, gets his own rebound. Now Nate. Now Avery. Rosen has it. Rosen got up there, and he was fouled. No bucket, but he'll go for two as the Penguins have finally entered the double bonus.
You know, I've been waiting to see Avery Rosen play hard like this. You know, when I first saw this kid come to Dominican, he was a rough-nosed, hard player. And lately, I just haven't seen it. But it's good to see that coming back to him, and hopefully he brings it.
3 minutes and 30 seconds as Rosen goes to the line. Falconer way in the deep backcourt, way back there. Oh, short. Short. So Rosen's not going to sleep much tonight. I have a feeling he's going to keep waking up, reliving the nightmares of the two missed technicals.
He's going to have to rent some Rick Barry free throws. Free throw movies.
Yeah. Go down to the video store. Normally a great free throw shooter. There we go. But man, tonight none of the Penguins. I just don't know what got into them tonight, but I'll bet you anything, they practice a lot of that this week. Now we're inside of 3.5, fans. 55-47. tipped out of play with some heads up work there by Faulkner. Faulkner's brutal tonight, playing beautifully.
He wants it. I wish everybody could bring the same intensity, though. It takes five guys.
Yeah. Boy, I'd take five Faulkner's intensity right now. Oda Barnes way off ball.
Yep, he got caught up in a confrontation by Avery Rosen. That's a way to
to help the team. Here's Nate. Nate goes all, heaves it down the end of the court. Here's Rosen. Three ball, yes. 55-49. 55-49 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds, fans. The Penguins have committed 9 team fouls. The Keel Haulers have committed more than 10. Penguins are in the double bonus.
Down by 5.
Oda Barnes has got it. They're just heaving it around the outside. They're trying to kill a little time. Here's Gatton. Boy, Gatton's been tough on the Penguins tonight. Starting from the opening tip-off, Gatton. Now the Keel Haulers with 5 on the shot. 4, Gatton, 360 spin move. 2, Oda Barnes on the way. Oh, and I can't believe they didn't call that a 360 travel. Now the Penguins, Rosen, oh, he heaved it a little bit high. Ivan Tosh goes up with it. It was a poor pass by Rosen. It was a little bit too high, and Rosen could not time it. Inside at 2.5. Oh, brother. And now Avery Rosen's been called on a defensive charge.
A defensive push right there on the body.
Coach Tavani is talking to the referees. Tavani is insisting that the referee feels worse about it than even Tavani does, and Coach Tavani feels terrible about it. I know I feel bad about it.
Yep,
like 2:25 to go. Sorry, Stevie, go ahead.
Nothing, Stuart. Just like I said, the refs, I don't know what the refs are looking at tonight.
56-50. Penguins down by 6 as Oda Barnes cans both of them. 57-50 now. 2.5. It ain't over yet, Stevie. Here is Nate Rogoff. Now, Tavani is just screaming at the coach. I mean, at the referees. Here goes a 3-ball. Penguins need to make a couple threes. This one, they said it hit the guy wire, but it didn't. It never even came close to the guy wire. What is he talking about?
I don't know what he's looking at.
It's not even moving. That's what Tavani's saying. It's not moving. How could it hit it? Oh, man. Okay, that was a weak call.
That was very weak.
Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. The Penguins down by 7. There's the 2-minute warning overhead. Keel Haulers killing some time. We're at 1:53. Keel Haulers very, very composed as they're working this perimeter. Oh, and now Nate Rogoff goes for the steal. Rogoff slams into Tavani. Tavani's okay, though. Tavani almost hit the deck there, Stevie. And then he almost banked into us.
Tavani's a tough guy. I'm surprised Nate didn't fall over.
Yeah. I wonder if Nate's okay. He might be bruised. Oh, and now the Keel Haulers throw it away. And the Penguins steal it. And there goes Michael Johnson. Johnson forced the issue. One of the Keel Haulers muffed it, fell down. Johnson took advantage and canned the deuce. 57-52.
Big time play.
1 minute and 40 seconds, and now Tavani's out there wiping up the floor and having a word with the head down at the referee. But now that's a veteran move right there, Stevie.
Yes, it is.
He's going down there getting plenty to say to the ref while they're both wiping up the floor. Now Oda Barnes is going to bring it in on the short side. Now they bring it down. They bring it up court. Penguins are on defense. There's a whistle. And the shot clock was not running. So now at an official time, there should be 30 seconds on the shot clock. It was not running, Stevie.
Yeah, some time went off on the game
on the overhead,
too.
Yeah.
It should probably be about 1:32 left on that clock.
Brandon Davis on his feet. He's incensed. Yeah. Brandon's fit to be tied. He's ready. He's really coming unglued.
He's not happy.
No. Thus the unglued description. 57-52, Horn and Johnson, radio.dominican.edu. We got a barn burner here, fans, on the home opener. And now the Keel Haulers again on offense. They're doing everything they can to kill some of the clock. Now driving in. Now they kick it back outside. There's Gatton. Gatton has Ivan Tosh plastered to him. Oda Borns picks it up after the Penguins force the issue. Uh-oh. And now a timeout's been called, Stevie J, by the keel haulers, and things are getting hairy.
They're getting heavy and hot in here, I tell you that. It's like a rap video where a bunch of things are just popping off and you don't know what's going on. But I tell you what, Dominican's pulling it together. They're playing hard. They're forcing turnovers, and you know what? I think this is going to be a close one as it winds down to the end here.
You know, 2007 is going to start right off with a ton of basketball, and you'll hear myself and Stevie Johnson with the play-by-play. Men's basketball beginning January 4th against William Jessup. Then January 6th against Simpson. And then Thursday, January 11th against Cal State University East Bay. Their big-time nemesis, Cal State East Bay. And that's happening the 4th, the 6th, and the 11th.
Yeah.
And all three of those are CalPAC doubleheaders. And you'll hear them here live on radio.dominican.edu. The ladies always tipping off at 5:30. The guys always tipping off at 7:30. Stuart Orange, Steve Johnson, your DU broadcasters for the 06-07 campaign with 1 minute and 10 seconds to go. By the way, radio.dominican.edu is a product of the communications department, where we are under the direction of
Melba Beals.
That's right, Professor Melba Beals.
Home of all the Indian unsigned artists.
That's right, radio.dominican.edu. When you're not listening to Penguin Basketball, you can hear the best of Indian unsigned artists 24 hours a day and some very happening student programming. It's like Stevie Johnson used to have a show on last year. Okay,
right.
we're there, fans. We are back underway as the clock rolls, and we're inside of 1 minute. The shot goes up, and the Penguins can't get it on the rebound, but it tips out off of Oda Borns. 57-52, 1 minute exactly, and the Penguins have the ball on offense. They're gonna wipe up the floors again. They might have to get some new towels out there on the floor. Those have got to be pretty much all sopped out.
I tell you what, the last time I saw that many rags, I was at the laundromat.
Not bad, Stevie, but when we're down by five, it's, you know, I'm dying to laugh at your jokes, man. But when we're down by five, it's very tense. You got to come with something stronger than that to get me to laugh under these circumstances.
I'm not trying to get you to laugh.
Okay, that's a good point. Fair enough, as John Baker used to say. Oh, no, and Falconer throws it out of bounds. He was looking. Oh, brother, he was looking to hit Michael Johnson. Johnson, he kind of juked to his left. Oh, and Falconer almost repaid the favor as Johnson juked to his left, and the ball went out off of his right side. 57-52, we're at 51.6 seconds, fans. Can the Penguins do it, Stevie J? It's only 5 points. That's only two possessions. Keel haulers have it now across the timeline.
Oh, he traveled.
Oh, it was a clear travel. Mikey Ferguson has it. Now he goes back outside. Oda Borns has got it 38 seconds. Oda Borns drives in. Oh, brother, and now the Penguins are freaking out. That's the entire bench comes to their feet. And a charge. No, it was a defensive foul against the Penguins, thus the reason they came to their feet. And I think that's going to send one of the keel haulers to the line. That's the 10th team foul.
That's five on Falconer. He's out of there.
Falconer's finally... Falconer's out of the game. And in his place is Kevin Krueger. So Krueger's back in his place, and Falconer's out. And Stevie J. Oh, and Falconer is leaving the Conlin Center. He's surprised.
He's not happy. I think he's going to hit something.
Falconer's freaking out. I can't believe he left the team. Maybe he'll be back. There's only 36 and a half seconds to go. Stevie J, you fouled out of a few games in your day. Did you ever leave the team?
Oh, man, I lost it a few times, I'll tell you that.
I don't remember you ever leaving the team, though.
I've definitely had to go into the hallway a couple times to let out some air.
All right, that makes sense. Falconer's played very, very tough tonight as Oda Borns misses the first one. A glimmer of hope, and here comes Falconer. Okay. He's calmed down. He did the Stevie J decompression. A few seconds there of talking to himself, but now he's back to join the team after he's fouled out of the game.
Minus the flying chairs around me.
And Oda Borns cans the second one. 30 seconds to go, fans. Penguins down by 58-52. Nate's got it. Top of the key. Nate Rogoff with a three-point jumper. Oh, off the glass. Missed it. Penguins come down with it. The putback, yes. But the Penguins don't need deuces right now. And head coach Brett Tavani called a timeout as soon as that one went down. The Penguins did score the deuce there, but they're still down, Stevie, by 4 points, which is kind of tough to overcome after the deuce by Michael Johnson.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you what. Latrell Sprewell hit four threes against Indiana Pacers in 1993, and he hit those four threes in a matter of 16 seconds. So being down by 4 points, I tell you what, Stewart, has nothing to do with it. And I think Dominican, if they get some Dominican Angels here, we might see a fantastic finish.
You mean angels as in you mean more than just you and I?
Yes, a higher power.
Wow. I'm going to have to consider that. They already have Tavani. Maybe you mean Roger Goodwin. Who knows? Roger Goodwin is in the house, by the way. 20.2 seconds. Inbounds for Maritime.
Oh, he walked.
And a travel on Oda Borns, and Stevie Johnson saw that one a mile away. Penguins are still in it with 18.8 seconds on the short side.
Like Forrest Gump, he was a walking.
Michael Johnson will bring it in. He does. He gets it in there. Nate, back over to Johnson. Nate, three ball with a head fake. Avery, into the corner. Oh, and a massive block. Oh, brother. Cody Gatton. Stevie, I was saying, Gatton's killing me all night, and Gatton with a tremendous rejection with only 9.5 seconds to go.
Big-time rejection.
Man, that couldn't have come at a better time
when
for
heard
the Keelhaulers.
When I heard Maritime beat Holy Names, I was like, are you serious? But now I could definitely see why.
Quick up and in, and the Penguins miss that one. Here goes two, DU three, nothing. Now they miss it, 2-1. And that's the end of the game, fans, 58-54. And Stevie, I know you won't disagree when you say that the Penguins lost this one from the free throw line.
Yes, I definitely would have to agree that the free throw line definitely played the Dominican Penguins this game. And hopefully they work on it in practice and get it together for next time.
The Penguins played okay tonight with the exception of the freebies, and you just got to make those. And they didn't. They were 39% in the first half, so I don't want to say that they were especially sharp by any means, especially against Maritime's 50%. But they started to play a little bit better in the second half. But, man, oh, man, did the free throw shooting let them down tonight.
Yep, sure did.
That was pretty gnarly. All right, fans, for Steve Johnson, for our academic advisor, Melba Beals, for Josh Dimitro, I want to say thanks to Josh for sitting in during the ladies' game. For all the dignitaries here at DU, Stuart Horn signing off on radio.dominican.edu. We'll send it back up to the studios. And the Penguins lose this one by a score of 58-54. Thank you for listening. Next broadcast, ladies basketball on the 29th. The men will be back on the air on the 4th. We'll see you then. Radio.dominican.edu.